Happy Second Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We received a press release from New York State Police. A 20-year-old was killed in a single-car crash occurring in Dutchess County on the Shunpike between Route 44 and Kennels Road in Washington. The initial investigation revealed that James M. Ruiz, 28, of Amenia, was the operator of the car. Passenger Jeremy L. Annis, also of Amenia, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Dutchess County Medical Examiner's Office. This happened on Wednesday night. Ruiz was airlifted to Westchester Medical Center by LifeNet, Air 2 in critical condition. An investigation is continuing. The Amenia Fire Department, Millbrook Fire Department, Northern Dutchess Paramedics, and Troop K Collision Reconstruction Unit all responded to the scene. The Northeast Weaputuck Central School District Board of Education has been exploring an idea of organizing in-school-based health center over the last few months. The board granted Charles Davis, a nurse at Eugene Brooks Intermediate School, permission this past summer to research establishing the campus clinic. That's in this week's Millerton News. After organizing multiple rallies, blockades, and other actions over the past year, area residents protesting the construction of the natural gas power plant Cricket Valley Energy Center have filed a preliminary injunction against further operation until more study on the plan's impact can be conducted. By mid-December, the plan was set to serve a preliminary injunction to stop CVEC from full operation until a supplemental environmental impact statement can be completed. On behalf of a family that lives near the power plant, attorneys Michael Sussman and Joshua Douglas filed that lawsuit against the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, and CVEC. Whitney Joseph reports in the town of Northeast, if all elections results aren't final immediately, sometimes absentee ballots, candidates can be in a limbo of sorts. Well, in the town of Northeast, in the November 5th election, it was called the following day by the Dutchess County Board of Elections, which cautioned they were announcing, quote, unofficial results, end quote. Well, a month later, after absentee ballots were all accounted for, some of those results changed. The biggest surprise following the release of the final results was that Democratic Northeast Councilman John Midwood, who was behind in the polls following Election Day, was now declared the winner against Republican challenger Rob Cooper.
It was a very busy first meeting for the Region 1 Board of Education, and it appears they got a lot done. A Region 1 subcommittee to handle attorney questions has been formed to develop questions for the five attorney firms who responded to a request for proposals to serve as legal representatives for the Region 1 Board of Education. During the meeting, Patricia McCare, John Sanders, and Stacey Weiner agreed to serve with Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel and Business Manager Sam Herrick. Shipman and Goodwin have long been the board's attorneys, and members say it's good policy to seek proposals every few years. Vogel suggested the pool be reduced to three, but McCare said she thought all five should be heard. McCare said she thinks it's important for all members to sit in on the interviews. They'll be scheduled for some time in April. Also, another good news item, upon recommendation from Housatonic Valley Regional High School Principal Ian Sturver, the Region 1 Board of Education agreed to spend $5,000 for a tent to be used for graduation if the weather is inclement. Last year, a tent was placed on the front lawn for the first time. It was paid for with unspent funds from the graduating class. Sturver said the school wants to continue using the lawn for the ceremony because of its scenic beauty, but wants to have an auxiliary plan in case it rains. If it appears days in advance the weather will be sunny, the school will not need the tent and pay only a deposit fee. The Region 1 Board also voted to make Good Friday a half day of classes. In the past, it's been a full day off, but during the formation of the school calendar last year, the board voted to make it a school day after eliminating the Jewish High Holy Days as days off. At least 50 teachers said they will be requesting to take the day off for religious purposes. Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel said the region would have trouble covering classes with so many being out. She thinks not as many will take the day off. It's a half day. And the Board of Education made the following committee appointments at its Monday meeting. The Budget Committee, Stacey Weiner, John Sanders, and Bob Whalen, who will continue in the committee, though he stepped down from the board. Communications Committee, Patricia McCare and Sanders. Personnel Committee, McCare and Brian Bartram. Policy Committee, Sanders and McCare. Data Benchmark Committee, Bartram. Agate Advisory Committee, Jen Duncan and Weiner. Arboretum and Landscape Committee, Weiner, and Building and Grounds will be McCare.
The Rolof Jansen Community Library is joining many other libraries in becoming fine-free, joining a growing number of public libraries across the country who have been eliminating late fees for most materials. Effective January 1st, the Rolof Jansen Library will no longer charge overdue fees for books, audiobooks, DVDs, and CDs. They've also waived old overdue fines for those materials. They just want materials back so others may enjoy them. By the way, museum passes and materials borrowed from libraries outside the Mid-Hudson Library System will still be subject to late fees. Patrons are still responsible for items that are lost or damaged. Patrons with items 14 days or more overdue or who owe fees of $10 or more will be blocked from checking out additional items until overdue items are returned and or fees are paid. The Bushnell Sage Memorial Library presents their first Folk Circle get-together. It's now the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Community members invited to donate gently used clothing and household items at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Music Boosters Fund Drive, January 11th, 9 till noon in the school's parking lot. The drive's goal is to raise $1,000 to support Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their upcoming music appearance at the competition in Virginia Beach. Acceptable donations include clothing, shoes, accessories, backpacks, and linens. Soft goods must be in garbage bags and small household items boxed. No loose items or books will be accepted. In Kent, students in a memoir writing program will share and read their favorite pieces from a recent class. That will happen January 11th at 2 p.m. in the Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. Michael Gage will give a lecture entitled The Farm in the Forest, Historical Ecology on the Mansfield Yale Chattleton Farm at Great Mountain Forest, January 11th at 4 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. The talk will focus on Yale University's forestry camp at the forest, which was built by Ted Childs in 1941 on the site of an old farm in Falls Village. A reception photography exhibit at the Cornwall Library will be held Saturday. Angels in the Architecture by Catherine Noren will open with a reception January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. Look to the Future. Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter is holding a talk where you can get educated and involved on Sunday, 1 till 2:30 at the Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut. RSVP at 860-828-2828. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 212.08 to 28,957.17. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9203.43 and the S&P 500 at 3274.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.